Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are preparing for the fourth day of talks on the Iranian nuclear energy program in Geneva, Switzerland. Hours before they ramped up Friday's discussions, all the signs looked positive that a final deal could be sealed to end a decade-long standoff over the Iranian nuclear energy program. The chief diplomats of the US, Britain, France and Germany said they will be joining the Geneva talks on Saturday. The Chinese foreign minister is also expected to arrive later in the day. They're expected to narrow the differences and finalize a nuclear deal with Iran, which fell through in the last round of talks a fortnight ago. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov is already in Geneva and has held a meeting with his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif. Zarif also held multiple meetings with EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, with the last one ending late on Friday night. Here's more. Well, let's put this into context now. Let's talk to Hamidrezae Mahdi, Press TV's newsroom director. Welcome, sir. Mr. Mahdi, first of all, where are the nuclear talks with Iran headed from this point on?
In just a few hours' time, Iran and the P5 Plus One will start a fourth day of talks in Geneva with the U.S. Secretary of State, the British Foreign Secretary, and the German and French foreign ministers arriving to join the talks. Last time, the top diplomats rushed to Geneva. They lessen the possibility of reaching a deal, but this time they are expected to show a more positive approach, as there are signs coming out of 3 days of intensive talks between representatives of Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany that a deal may be just around the corner. It appears that both sides have shown maximum flexibility in order to break the decade-long deadlock in talks. Iran says it wants its enrichment rights to be respected and mentioned in any possible deal as the ultimate goal of the negotiations. Tehran says it is ready to remove all possible concerns about the nature of its nuclear energy program. One issue of concern right now as we speak remains to be the Israeli and French attempts to sabotage the talks. I hope the P5 Plus One will act in a rational and responsible fashion this time around and do not let the Israelis and the French prevent a last-minute deal. We have to wait and see how things transpire on Saturday, as Russia and China will also come into play. These are the countries that are taking maximum advantage of Iran's sanctions and would definitely not like to see a deal signed that would harm their financial interests. This is not going to be the last nuclear talks involving Iran and the P5 Plus One. The process is just getting started, given the fact that both sides seem to be on the same wavelength. After so long, there are high hopes that the case will be closed this time around in the course of 2014, to the disappointment of Israel, which has hundreds of nuclear weapons and its arsenal never gets inspected.
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Press TV's newsroom director, Hamidrezae Mahdi, thanks there.